While schools are closed across the country, students are missing out on more than just face-to-face time with teachers, especially in rural areas. They also might be missing an important link in their access to health care, school nurses. As Lee Gaines reports for Harvest Public Media, some school nurses fear that means they won't be able to spot the warning signs of illness or abuse.
While schools are closed across the country, students are missing out on more than just face-to-face time with teachers. Especially in rural areas, they also might be missing an important link in their access to healthcare, school nurses. As Lee Gaines reports for Harvest Public Media, some school nurses fear that means they won't be able to spot the warning signs of illness or abuse.
Lisa Marlowe is a school nurse in the Murfreesboro School District. The district serves mostly low-income students in a rural part of southern Illinois. When school's in session, she says having eyes on students, especially those with chronic conditions like type 1 diabetes and asthma, is crucial.
The biggest reason why it's a huge part of our job is because people don't get to access healthcare anywhere else, or won't, or don't have the means to. I have high school students who don't have insurance.
But that's not happening right now. Now, Marlowe's delivering meals to students in the district. At least that way, she can try to see her students.
We're just volunteering now. That's kind of my job. We're driving around town. We're going through the back alleys of Murfreesboro.
While on the lunch route, Marlowe recently spotted a middle schooler she knows who has a hard time managing his diabetes.
I said, hey, how you doing? And he had this kind of cast to his skin. It was kind of grayish cast to his skin that I've seen before when he was not well controlled, when he was sick.
Marlowe says he didn't want to talk to her, so she called his mom, and his mom told her he was fine. But Marlowe says she worries parents might miss something that she'd pick up on. That's something parent Rebecca Strait agrees with.
These people are important and they're essential in my kids' lives.
Strait adopted her children from the foster care system. Two of Strait's children have feeding tubes and tracheostomies because they suffer from severe lung disease. Normally, they have one-on-one nurses who attend school with them. Her third child, Jariah, who's 11, would see her school nurse every day. Jariah has a severe form of asthma.
So, you know, like she will check her vitals, she'll listen to her heart and stuff like that, which is very important for a child with asthma. And so with us being home, she doesn't get that.
Strait's family lives in a rural part of central Illinois. She says she takes notes from all the nurses her children see at school and gives them to their multitude of doctors, none of whom they're seeing right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Sanjay Bansal values that kind of insight from school nurses. Dr. Bansal treats children with diabetes at the Loyola University Medical Center near Chicago.
The school nurses are more than just observers and data recorders. Often they are the lifeline to making sure that these children are not severely sick.
Now that school nurses aren't seeing kids on a daily basis, Dr. Bansal says he worries the most about children without good parental supervision. Strait worries about that, too. Before she adopted Jariah, a school nurse alerted authorities she was being neglected. Later, Jariah almost died after she suffered an asthma attack.
She came home from school. There was no parents at home, and she had an asthma attack. And she was found by a friend that came over to her house.
Jariah was in a coma for 2 months and in a hospital for 4 months.
And so, yes, that nurse is very important to these kids. So I worry about that population myself.
Strait says her daughter, Jariah, is fearful that something like that will happen to her again. But she trusts her school nurse and relies on her for a sense of comfort and safety. School nurses are often the first people to spot warning signs of illness and abuse. But that's a challenge when schools are closed. I'm Lee Gaines, Harvest Public Media.